The parking lot outside of Colleyville Church of Christ bustles with political candidates. Margaret Casper Bauer is running for school board position 2.
There's approximately 5,000 signs. You pick a color, we've got a sign for it. Oh, my sign is yellow because prior to being a financial advisor, I was a school teacher. So I thought, what better symbolizes a school than a school bus? Because if you see an apple, it might be for whatever. It might be for a doctor's office or something.
Kathy Messerly's sign has an apple on it. She was also in the parking lot, and she called the event Signapalooza. Messerly is an accountant, and like all the other candidates for position 2, she's never run for a political office before.
And as I was talking to people, a lot of people said, why would you get involved in this mess? I talked to my girls, and you know, I asked them how they would feel if I ran for an office, and they immediately were like, well, Mom, you need to do this. This is our future. Somebody needs to stand up for us.
Wanda Chisholm says it's tough being a first-time candidate.
I kind of compared it to a deer in headlights.
Chisholm taught in the Colleyville schools for more than 30 years. Like her fellow candidates, she's suspicious of plans for the merged Memphis and Shelby County school system.
If you've got 150,000 children, it's almost one size fits all, and that does not work in education.
Well, the merge plan is for a lot of autonomy within the schools.
Well, that is not what I am really understanding that to be. I am very much afraid that we would all be lost within a system of 150,000.
The size of the merged district is something that came up again and again when talking to candidates for Colleyville School Board. They were all troubled by it. Academic research on this point is mixed. Some of the research says that smaller is better. Some says that size makes no difference. But Asit Patel would definitely prefer to send his kids to a smaller school district. And on a recent Sunday, he went door-to-door talking to voters.
I get inspired by the, you know, by the whole space and the moon mission and things like that. 50 years ago, we succeeded as a nation because we put so much energy in ensuring that our school system generated engineers and scientists so that we built things. We need to get back to that.
Hi, I'm Asit Patel. I'm running for school board.
Derek McNeil is the final candidate running for position 2. He's a political novice who bears a physical resemblance to another man who's not a newcomer to politics.
I'm not Paul Ryan. I've had a lot of people tell me that I look like our vice presidential candidate for the Republican Party.
Beyond the outcome of this election, there's a cloud of uncertainty hanging over McNeil and the other 4 candidates in his race. A federal judge could throw out the results of these municipal school board elections if he finds that the state law, which is allowing them to happen, is unconstitutional. If that happens, McNeil says he'd probably send his son to a merged school district.
Even if the school districts merge, I don't think that there's going to be a big riff, if you would, within the current schools that are out in the county. And especially the smaller elementary schools.
But even so, McNeil says he'd keep fighting for a Colleyville school district, no matter what the judge decides. All his fellow candidates agreed. Here's Casper Bauer.
Did we give up when the Japanese bombed Pearl Harbor? No. So if the judge had not ruled in our favor, we'll go forward with this.
Early voting lasts through Thursday. Election day is November 6th. For WKNO News, I'm Eleanor Boudreau.